Simin Shin Lam Vav, Seif Dalad. The Mechaber says to be careful if one wants to drop seeds somewhere, not to drop them on the ground in a place where it recently rained and the ground is moist, because it's going to cause them to grow. They're going to take root in the ground and they're going to grow. And someone who does this can be over on the Isser of Zareya of planting on Shabbos. If somebody is throwing them out for the chickens to eat from them, they eat these seeds, he should only throw them out that they're going to eat that day or in 2 days, because in a day or two it's not going to take root. But he should not throw more than that, even if he's going to throw it all in one shot, that there will not be a problem of achana. In other words, to throw more than one shot at a time, to throw some for today, and then afterwards throw it for tomorrow, and then for the following day, once he finished throwing it the first time, the next time is a problem of achana. He's preparing for the next day, Mishnah Berurah explains. But even if he's going to do it all in one shot, so there's no problem of achana, because it's all one big throwing of zrum to the targum to eat, the chickens to eat, and they're going to start eating it today. Still, if they're not going to finish it within a day or two, then it's a problem of zareya, because some of it's going to remain for 3 days and it's going to take root, and mafreya retroactively, he'll be chayv for zareya for planting on Shabbos. The Chabad says, unless it's a place outside where people walk there, nothing's going to be able to grow there, then there's no problem of zareya. Sifhei, the Chabad says that grass, a different type of growth that grows on the handle of a kli, on the handle of pottery, so it grows there from the moisture of the kli. Since it's wet over there, it's moist, so it causes grass, things to grow on the side and on the handles of the kli. It's considered like mechubel karka, and somebody who rips off these things that are growing on the handle or the side of the kli on Shabbos is chayiv on Shabbos because of the malach of kaitzer. And although these things are not growing from the ground, it's growing from the moisture on the top of the kli. And Mishnah Berurah explains, we're talking about like pitrius, really means like mushrooms, and they don't really grow from the karka, from the ground at all, or from the kli. They just attach themselves, so to speak, and they grow from the moisture. That's all told of kaitzer, even not pulling out from the actual ground. As long as it's a place where it's normal for things to grow, then it's a told of kaitzer. Similarly, Mishnah Berurah says someone who pulls growth off the shrubbery or off the thorns outside, even there, if it's not mamish mechubber to the shrubbery or to the thorns, also similar to these mushrooms, such an idea, he's also chayiv of eker dov megdula, pulling something away from its source where it grows, which is a tolda of the malacha of kaitzer and could be a chiyuv deraisa. Sifav, the mechaber discusses grass that you stuck into dirt before Shabbos, whether into a kli or into the ground, and this grass is just going to sit there a little bit and then you're going to take it out and use it because it's decorative, looks nice, or you're going to take out the smell of it, possibly have to put it back into the dirt. So the mechaber says that you're allowed to pull out by the leaves on Shabbos and you can put it back in, because it was never took root over there, it was never properly planted. As long as it was there for less than 3 days, it never took root. If it was there for more than 3 days, so then it's a problem of kaitzer, of uprooting something from the place that's grown. But if it was there for less than 3 days, it never took root. And even when you put it in, you're not looking for it to take root, because that's not your goal, it's not for it to grow, it's the place that you keep it that stays fresh in this moist dirt. And therefore it's fine. If somebody is machaven when he put it in order for it to take root, in order for it to plant, in order to grow, so then it's not a problem. Even if it's going to be there for less than 3 days, so it never will take root, but if it's kavana, it's to plant it, it'll be awesome in the rabbanon. However, here we never intended for it to take root, and you don't intend for it to ever take root, you're just storing it there, you're taking out the smell and putting it back in, so that's not a problem, not of kaitzer, and Mishnah Berurah says it's not a problem of muksa either. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, also to uproot something from a flower pot, even if it's atzah she'en anakuv, and there's not only an atzah anakuv, a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, or the Mishbur adds in the sides also, and then could be zechiyav chattas by pulling something out from it, because it's considered mechubel kaga through the hole. But even if it's atzah she'en anakuv, does not have a hole in it, so then it's not really growing from the ground, whatever's growing is growing from the dirt in the flower pot, still it would be also to pull something out of it, midrabanan. In Siv Ches, the Mechaber says, that an otzitz, a flower pot, that even if it's not, it's in a nukuf, does not have a hole in it, like we just said, you have to be careful not to take it off the ground and put it on top of a stand, on top of pegs, or take it off of pegs and put it onto the ground, whether it's made out of wood or it's made out of pottery, this flower pot, either way, it's going to be usser, even otzitz in a nukuf. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, you see that if it's an otzitz nukuf, if there's a hole in the flower pot, then we're dealing with a melacha deraisa of kaitzer or zareya when you put it on the ground, kaitzer when you take it off the ground, zareya when you put it on. But even the otzitz she'en anakuf will for sure be asr midrabanan, and like the Bir Halacha explains, that in some cases it might even be asr midaraisa, because certain types of pots are considered porous. Even if you don't see a neck, if you don't see a hole, they're considered porous, and what grows in them is really the unika, the growth is really coming from underneath, it's coming from the ground. Therefore, take it off the ground or put it on the ground, create a problem of kaitzer or zareya. The Ramah says, I have a branch of a tree that got cut off the tree before Shabbos and has fruit in it, you're allowed to pull the fruit off. The Bir Halacha explains that really, even if the branch attached to the tree just by the bark, but it can no longer grow from the tree. Really, you can pull the fruit off on Shabbos also. It's not considered kaitz, it's already considered detached, since there's no yinika from the tree. But since it's hard to know the exact getter of this, once you're machber and not pull fruit off the branch, unless the branch was completely detached from the tree before Shabbos.